This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, President Trump's done a lot of newsworthy, important press conferences. He did one out in the 100-degree temperature in the middle of that Virginia swamp they call the District of Columbia. And it just ended about 30 minutes ago. And I don't ever play press conferences from start to finish. It's 35 minutes long. We're going to air the whole thing. And I'm going to try to get it all in the first hour. It was a window into heaven. It was a window into hell. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Trump said, "I will take strong action," that's a quote, "against big tech censorship." And then he segued and he said, "And Hollywood." What they're doing, trying to cause a race war, is horrible. Every show you turn on is just white people are literal demons. And a man walked into a Walmart and said, "I want a gun to kill 200 people. And they said, "Why?" And he said, "Because I saw a white nationalist, a guy that looked like a white nationalist, you know, a bald-headed guy, buying a gun." And it's a white guy saying it, all hysterical, because these people believe Netflix. I mean, I can't watch any show about the past, the current, fiction, nonfiction, sci-fi, horror, where just every household are Nazis, every white person is a horrible person. It's total crap. And it's getting crazier and crazier. Yeah, that's somebody else in a big Walmart scare right there. This is a total hysteria that's being started. So this is an incredible time to be alive. Going after big tech for sure. Beating the hell out of the Chi-Coms. They're ready to capitulate. I think that Kashmir thing really freaked them out. To have their water supply cut off. Food supply. And just everything else. We've got to play the whole press conference. But of course, right in the middle of it was the you-know-what in the punch bowl of President Trump saying, "Oh, we've got to do something about mental health. We've got to stop these people. We've also got to get rid of these laws that protected them." And that really reminded me, though, of the shooter in Parkland had said he was going to kill people for years. He was known as a school shooter. And he would aim his hand at people, have toy guns, and say, "I'm going to kill you," all the time. Because that's what he got attention as. He'd been in and out of all these foster homes. His family recently died, his real parents. But because he had a last name Cruz, even though he was Anglo background, he was given, under the Florida law that passed 6 years ago, authorization to commit crime. Robberies. Attempted, what was it, arson, vandalism. He would just run around going, "They're coming to take me away." And then it happens, and the police stand down. And the school, the kids coming out said, "Yeah, we always said he's the school shooter." But she said, "It's funny, because I heard other gunshots and things going off." And he walked by and he said, "It's not me." But just ignore all that. Obvious person drugged out of his mind on SSRIs. That all came out. And then both these guys in Texas and the situation in the Midwest are Antifa. And I've been predicting that they are basically broadcasting out to Antifa now, like this individual that showed up at Walmart and said, "I'm going to kill 200 people. To make a political point to get the guns." They're figuring it out. The left's going to go do mass shootings. The globalists won't have to stage it. They just tell their people, "Hey, the way we beat the Trump folks is stage attacks." And then the left goes out and carries out the false flags. You see, they've habituated it down to the local level. Kind of like at the chicken place, the left tried to frame me. They were just regular people.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Antifa, ladies and gentlemen, hit both of the facilities this Saturday. It's all come out. And you're seeing almost no media coverage of that. And now crazy leftists are storming into Walmarts saying they're going to kill 200 people to make a point about gun control so they can finally get the guns so they can, quote, finally do something to stop Trump. Florida man asked Walmart employee for anything that would kill 200 people because then we can finally get the guns. See, carry out the mass murders to blame it on Trump. They're externalizing the hierarchy. The Antifa individual, for sure, in Ohio, was a devil worshiper. Saturday, I shot a report before that was even known. And I said, you can take one look at the style of the glasses, his eyes. He is a devil worshiper Antifa. I'm telling you, man, they all look just alike. And, of course, it came out the next day. Devil worshiper Antifa attended Antifa rallies and wanted to kill Trump supporters. And wanted and dreamed of caging and torturing and raping women. Oh, and they've now found some of his literature. Guess what? Children. What do demons want? To rape and kill women and children. What do demons want? Demons want powerful good men disarmed so they can rule over them. And he said, I will be with Lucifer soon. I will commit the sacrifices. Hail Satan. Hail Lucifer. We're showing his writings, his drawings. Everyone knew this and was scared of him. And nothing was done. So you want more laws. There's already laws in the books. If you say, I'm going to go kill Trump supporters. I'm going to go kill police. I'm going to go kill fascists. That's how they dehumanize us. And you got those crazy, spoiled, rotten mama's boy eyes because daddy wasn't around to slap you upside the head when you acted like a punk. Spoiled, rotten, little demons. Oh, and it's now turning out he was seeing psychologists and others who were taking care of it all. You want to bet money he was on SSRIs? It'll always come out later. It always does. And the other one, they're trying to cover up his background, but it's got all the same telltale signs. He went and turned himself into the police. And he was a Democrat. And he was for Obama. And he was for Hillary, and they went on his social media, and they changed it to Republican, and that's admitted. We don't know what's going on in Texas, except he dressed, acted, and looked like Antifa, and then said he was a Democrat, and then went and supposedly killed people, and then went and turned himself into the police to get our guns. And then Trump says, very clearly, well, I understand the slippery slope and why the NRA and others are worried. But he said, we've got to get it to where these local laws, like the one in Florida that allowed him to do that, are changed. Absolutely. You need to change laws where if someone's committing crimes and saying they're going to kill people, they go to jail. But that's not mental health. It's mental health putting everybody on the drugs, causing all this, handing out the mass murder suicide pills like they're candy. As the mass shootings and the suicides go straight up, we're told more. Let's get the psychologists and psychiatrists as the priest class who just take your guns when they want. No, when you're saying, I'm in Antifa and I'm going to kill people, you get your guns taken away. You're in a terrorist organization, and Antifa just killed 10 people in the heartland of this country, and you don't hear a damn word about it in the news. I'm going to play all of Trump's press conference coming up. And yes, there's more and more reports and more articles that if you smoke the new marijuana, the super strong, 50 times stronger than it used to be or more, and you take SSRIs with it, it puts you into a state beyond LSD, more like PCP. And if you're a radio listener, we're putting articles on screen. This is admitted. And by the way, people thought it was a joke in my custody battle when they said, do you smoke marijuana? And I said, maybe once a year to test the strength of it. And they all laughed at that and thought that that was just completely made up. When I maybe smoke marijuana once a year, and I ate a cookie that Joey Diaz gave me at a UFC match with Joe Rogan and couldn't get out of the chair for 5 hours. And I literally did it to see how strong the stuff is. I was hallucinating. So, yes, I'm scared of it. And, man, the pot I smoked a few times in high school that made you want to just sit around and eat Bluebell ice cream. I didn't like that either. What I took a liking to was cigars and whiskey at about 12. First time I tried them, I'm like, damn, this is good. Oh, yeah, my dad had pipes, cigars. He was gone. I'd go sneak them. Anyways, the point is, the liquor cabinet got raided. But marijuana is now causing massive schizophrenia. I have had beloved crew members who were friends of mine that even went to my Thanksgivings become schizophrenic and believe that space aliens are in the building and that we are reptiles. That David Knight was a reptile. Okay? That's David Knight saying that, not me. It's spiritual. It's interdimensional. So you got a bunch of people on Prozac-type drugs, smoking hallucinogen, weapons-grade marijuana. I smoked some of this marijuana about 8 years ago with the fellow that went crazy, God bless him. And again, I couldn't get out of the chair for about an hour. I took one big hit. One hit. 250-pound man, I couldn't get out of a chair. That's why we're in a whole other ballgame. That's why Soros wanted marijuana released, why they weaponized it. It's already been genetically engineered, folks, and it's not your grandfather's or your father's or your mother's marijuana. It is a weapon, and it permanently rewires the brain and makes you highly suggestible and is extremely dangerous. Does it have a lot of medical usage? It's a powerful drug. You're damn right it does. All right, I'm going to get to the Trump press conference. Incredible. He's crossing the Rubicon on this gun thing. He knows that the Democrats are just going to ask for the kitchen sink, and then they'll get nothing. But it's still not good to go along with the lie, and Trump is involved in a deception, which I don't want. He's very straightforward, but he knows full well background checks weren't going to do this, and he knows that all these cases, people knew they had spoiled, rotten, incel, little tough guy devil worshippers on their hands, who were seeing psychologists and psychiatrists and who love Satan. That's it. You want to profile them, they're called Satanists. Every stinking one of them gets on their knees to the devil. They're white, loner, pissed off devil worshipers who are in Antifa and want to hurt Trump and America and the Christian movement. They want abortion. They want infanticide. They want euthanasia. They want more suicide, like Bill Maher said. So I want more suicide. I want more death. He hates his fellow humans. Pro-Satan leftist. So that was the bad part of the speech, and we're going to get to it. He says he's going after big tech. Incredible. He said, I'm going to take strong action. And then he got into Hollywood trying to cause a race war. Trump is hitting on all cylinders, and there's no doubt. We're in the zeitgeist. The White House is tuned in. The U.S. intelligence agencies are tuned in. We are simpatico right now, and we're taking back America and the world. The human life force wave is being released. Humanity is coming out of the coma, and the globalists and the forces of death can feel it. Nothing will stand in our way.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George story from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show decided to play some Ted Nugent because I was thinking last night, I need to call him. I need to get him on the show. Hit his producer up and say, please pop in sometime next week because we need to get him on. We need to get his view, NRA board member, on what Trump is doing. I mean, I know his view. Trump knows how to sound like he's being reasonable with them, and then they come back and say, we want all the guns, confiscate everything, and then nothing happens. He takes the wind out of their sails. But I know Trump's body language pretty good, and he does want them to go after people that actually have mental health problems and have the records be enforced where that actually happens. But the left has versions of the bills that if a woman tells her neighbor, hey, my husband's beating me, he's coming back tonight, he says he's going to kill me, can I borrow your gun? Well, you lose the gun for just saying that you want to protect yourself under the law Pelosi has already introduced. So I know what Trump's doing. He's playing with fire. It's dangerous. But I get it. I don't support it because I'm not playing politics. I'm just not in that groove of being able to play games like that with the Democrats. But I understand what Trump's doing. That said, I've got to start getting to this because Joe Biggs is going to be in studio here with us, totally deplatformed, going to confront Antifa in a peaceful way coming up in just a few weeks. We've also got Mark Rondaz, a constitutional lawyer, joining us. He sued to get some of the documents in the Epstein case. They got the treasure trove today, getting no attention, and it exonerates Trump but also exposes a whole bunch of people that are going to be really, really scared. Some people at CNN and places like that, yeah. So no wonder they've been trying to pin this on Trump and the American people. They are really concerned. So you're going to get a first look at those documents coming up when he joins us in the third hour, part of the third hour. He's got to take his kids to a school enrollment thing. It's funny, so do I today. So I've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot unfolding, a lot happening. But let me just start with this. Let's just start with Joe Biden and compare this doddering, out-of-his-mind individual that sounds like he's got sawdust in his mouth. I mean, he's clearly had another stroke or two, and I'm sad for anybody having strokes. I don't wish harm on anybody like that, but this is the best they've got to offer versus our 73-year-old champion who just was out there in mental jiu-jitsu today. With the idiot reporters and their questions. This is just a fascinating 35 minutes that we're going to air all of it, and then Biggs comes in. And I'm going to get started now. But first, here's Joe Biden, emblematic of the doublethink, twisted culture where we don't need to confuse, you know, truth with the facts. Truth is more important than facts. And you think, that sounds insane. No, that's the real Freudian slip where we're going to call lies the truth. And then those lies transmuted into truth by alchemy will now become something that trumps facts. Simply incredible. And it's just going to be more entertaining and more bizarre. And Trump said the guy is out of his mind. The guy has lost his mind. He's not playing with a full deck. Joe Biden is a joke, but I hope he's the nominee. And remember, I was saying this months ago. He's had another stroke. I don't think he'll make it. He's been shooting his mouth off in front of Secret Service of, damn it, why am I doing this? But they're keeping him in. And it's just going to be a bigger and bigger train wreck while the media tries to cover all this up and act like he's great. Remember, they banned me off Facebook and Instagram using my name because a video got posted saying Joe Biden appears to have had another stroke. Well, I mean, the guy cannot talk now. A year ago, he was well-spoken. I mean, modern science can't fix that yet. Man, when you have a stroke in the speech centers of your brain, buddy, it's bye-bye. And it's getting worse. He can't complete a sentence. And they're trying to sell us this lie, thinking that they'll just tell us that everything's fine. It's the emperor's new clothes. You cannot have something more emblematic than this.
Everybody knows who Donald Trump is. Even the supporters know who he is. We got to let them know who we are. We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. So, folks, if you're interested, join me. I could use the help.
I mean, that is simply incredible. Now, I'm not going to interrupt much of this Trump speech, even though it's so powerful, this press conference, but we could spend 4 hours on this and just analyze each piece. We learned that China's capitulating or trying to. We learned, which I already could see in the tea leaves. We learned that, well, I mean, I think it's just best we play this, that he is going to take strong action. He says, I am going to take strong action on big tech. And he goes, oh, and Hollywood. I'm calling them in here. I'm having a meeting. What they're doing with the race war stuff is very dangerous. So Trump is hitting on all cylinders right now. And it's scaring the hell out of them. Now we're going to go to break. This next long segment, I'm coming right back with the beginning of this Trump speech. And then Joe Biggs is coming up in studio, as I said. And then Mark Randazzo, you could not have a more jam-packed broadcast today. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss this information. Just this information on Epstein has me actually hyperventilating and having an anxiety attack. And I want to explain, folks, I didn't have anxiety attacks when I was 12 years old going out to confront the bully at the schoolyard or speaking to a crowd of people. The reason I'm having an anxiety attack is this country is on the edge of explosions, and the left is going to trigger sleeper cells, Islamic terror groups, MS-13, you name it, to try to create so much hysteria and blame America for these deaths that these devil worshippers are carrying out. I mean, isn't it perfect? Devil worshippers are carrying out these attacks. The guy in Parkland was a devil worshiper. The guy in Ohio was a devil worshiper. They're all Harris and Kleibold, devil worshipers. The guy that shot up last year down by Galveston, devil worshiper, devil worshipers, devil worshipers. Gee, you mean devil worshipers like to do horrible things? In the service of getting the guns. Don't believe it's in Satan yet? They literally, for Satan, are killing innocent people. They're not going and attacking Democrats. And I'm not saying they should. They're not going and attacking abortion clinics. They're not going and fighting bad guys. No, no, who have a bunch of guns and can defend themselves. They go and kill families at Walmart on a Saturday. Because they're robots of an evil spirit. It's real. And I took one look at him Saturday and I said, and I went on air, shot a report. I said, devil worshiper, Antifa. Turned out, devil worshiper, Antifa. It's not hard to guess. 98% of these are the trench coat mafia, the black, the goth, the devil, Satan. Please remember, we have incredible products, some of the biggest sales ever going right now. And I've been so busy with the news, I've not even been plugging. But just, we need your support. Plus, they're great products. You need these products. And we've got store-wide free shipping, double paid for your points, 50 or 60% off all the supplements, storable foods, all of it. It's got to end by Sunday or Monday because a bunch of stuff is selling out, like the Alexa Pure Pros and many other things. So take action now and energize our weapon systems.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They said the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. in this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us again on this August 9th, 2019 worldwide broadcast. Now, I said I'm going to go to the president's incredible press conference and the amazing things he said, that he is going to take strong action against tech censorship soon, that Joe Biden isn't playing with a full deck and has lost his mind. It just went on and on that China is trying to capitulate right now, but we're not going to work with Huawei because it's Chi-Com run, that Hollywood's trying to cause a race war. But I told my producer, hey, send an email to Ted Nugent, NRA board member, great patriot, to get his take on the situation because everybody's so upset. He just said, boom, I'll call in 5 minutes. And that was about 4 minutes ago. So we're waiting for that call from the good old Motor City Madman. And then we will get to all of Trump's press conference one way or the other. Again, we've got Joe Biggs going to be in studio, ladies and gentlemen, and so much more that we're going to be getting to here today. First, we'll play some clips. I want to go ahead and I want to get to this report that 5G is the future, but it's not really here yet. CNN, and remember that they admit this stuff is causing cancer. So here is that report.
So this is an actual 5G cell site location here in the East Village. You can see that the 5G site is sort of a small rectangle on top of a longer vertical rectangle. And there are other 4G sites around it. The 5G T-Mobile site allows sort of this high band millimeter wave to kind of cast a spectrum down, and you're able to access these higher speeds if you're in the vicinity around it. So what is 5G anyway? It's the next generation, or G, of cellular service. 2G was more focused on text messaging. 3G was sort of the boom of apps. 4G introduced faster speed so it could handle Uber or FaceTime. Now 5G is supposed to be 10 times as fast, and it'll be able to support self-driving cars, robotic surgeries, even toothbrushes that can tell you when you're sick. T-Mobile's 5G network is only in a few cities for now, but it has an aggressive plan to roll out to the rest of the country by next year. AT&T, CNN's parent company, is more focused on helping businesses, and Verizon is all about speed. But I quickly noticed staying on its 5G network was a challenge. Sprint had the most seamless coverage, giving me a glimpse into what life with 5G can really look like, but it also had slower speeds than some of the other providers. You can see how close we are to the 5G cell site right there in the building above the Starbucks, but I can't even get on the network. I'm just only a couple hundred feet away. Oh, wait. Okay, I got it.
We did a test on T-Mobile's 4G and 5G connections in the park. The 5G network was significantly faster, but it didn't quite hit the high speeds I saw on other networks.
So I'm getting really great 5G service right here at the Starbucks, and the 5G cell site is right above me, but let's see what happens if I go inside. And there we go.
Folks, 5G literally spies on everything you do. And gives you cancer.
Some people might think that they're already using 5G. On my phone, actually, it says 5GE, which stands for 5G Evolution.
Why won't using much faster Trump let the Chinese government put this in here? Because it can spy on you.
That's actually because you need one of these phones. This is a Samsung 5G phone. It costs $1,300. There are other options on the market, too. LG has one that's almost $1,000, but that's still really expensive for
paying for cancer.
That might not work that great for you, and you might not even have access to
they
it.
Admit
so the hype for 5G is
cancer.
High, and for good reason. There are so many different applications that's really going to change probably the way we live. But for now, service is super spotty, it's really limited, it's expensive, and it's going to take so long for these companies to truly put the equipment in all the different buildings and the lampposts.
Don't worry, it's coming.
So
it's like death.
I just want to sit tight and wait.
Wait for the Grim Reaper. Well, you know what that means. When you're at the mall and you hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it means Christmas is close. When you hear Stranglehold, it means Ted Nugent, the great defender of the Second Amendment, is here. The only icon bigger than Charlton Heston, maybe. But a living legend joins us, and we wouldn't have the Second Amendment probably today if it wasn't for folks like the viewers and listeners of the show and Ted Nugent. Uncle Ted, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Alex. Happy Independence Day every damn day.
Well, what do you make of our friend in the White House and the current statements he's been making that has the NRA upset and has my listeners really getting angry?
Well, we're in strange and extreme times right now, probably the strangest and most extreme in our lifetime. And I still stand with President Trump. I think he's taking in a lot of information. And as usual, in the political arena, a lot of that information is based on falsehoods and presumptuousness and lies. So I, at this point, I would recommend patience and hope. That we hope that the president will listen to sound minds and educated minds regarding the glaring, obvious, gun-free zone, self-inflicted slaughter dreams of the left. I mean, all these mass slaughters take place in Nancy Pelosi's dream. She's got her dream. The Democrats have their dream, and it's called gun-free zones, where evil can do whatever they damn well please, because otherwise sheep and citizens have been forced into unarmed helplessness, or at least tactical helplessness. So, you know, Alex, I have always supported the real Second Amendment, which means an American citizen over the age of 18, not convicted of a felony, gets to carry a gun in America. And if we hadn't been dumbed down and brainwashed to abandon a tactical level of awareness, these evildoers would have never made it to step one or round two in their gun-free slaughter. So I pray and I have faith that Donald Trump will listen to the people who know about firearms reality, ballistics, firepower, and the engineered recidivism and abandonment of responding to glaring threats. I was threatened once, and I took the threater into custody. What we need to do, red flag laws are glaringly unconstitutional, but citizens and law enforcement must respond and utilize laws that are already in place to respond to clear and present threats against innocent lives, and we have failed to do so. So faith and patience is my recommendation at this time.
Ted, I'm just sitting here speechless. I mean, Trump is going along with the idea that more laws would have stopped this, when it's always Antifa devil worshippers on SSRIs who were threatening to kill everybody, especially in the case of Ohio. People begged for help and nothing was done. Same thing happened, as you know, in Florida. So it's just disgusting that they have laws because he was, quote, a minority. Cruz wasn't a minority. He was a white punk. And but because of that, he was allowed to commit crimes and threaten to kill people. And so more laws aren't going to do that. They're going to target you and I.
Yeah, what I'm recommending to President Trump, and of course everybody I can get an ear on, and thank you for allowing me to do that once again, Alex, on your broadcast. But we the people are really the most guilty party here, because we have not raised adequate hell with our elected employees to fight against gun-free zones, fight against the abandonment of the Broward County Sheriff Department, ignoring 43 threats to kill fellow students in Parkland, and the FBI, the J. Edgar Hoover joke of ignoring three threats to the FBI at the Parkland incident. So when you have people in authority and power
that are standing down, stay right there. One more segment, please. Ted Nugent will be back in just 4 short minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Trump's speech where he said that we're defeating the Chi-Coms and that Joe Biden's not playing with a full deck and is losing his mind, which is totally true, and that he's going to crack down on all the incredible censorship and persecution of conservatives that's taking place. All that great news, but giving in to the idea that more gun laws is going to help us when the Democrats admit their plan is to take our guns. They want victim disarmament. They want political power like Mao Zedong had, where only the state has the power. Ted Nugent, where do you think this is going? Why do you think Trump is saying this? Is it just him trying to take wind out of their sails because they're going to come back and ask for the farm? And then it shows that they're the ones that aren't reasonable. What do you think?
Well, number one, again, Alex, I'm on tour right now, and I meet with heroes of military and law enforcement and just great American families every day. I'll be getting on stage for my 6,734th rock out, and that means 6,734 meetings, backstage campfires with people who care, people in the asset column. And I think we need to maintain focus on the big picture, and that is that, thank God Almighty, Donald J. Trump is the the president, the alternative would be cultural suicide overnight. So we do have the only guy that could possibly move forward with America first. So do not lose focus on that. Again, I recommend patience and faith. I know that the president sometimes says things that are coarse and scares the hell out of everybody, but I believe that he's one of us. I believe that he is a real American, we the people representative. I know he believes in the Constitution. He has gone against political correctness and the political suicide that exists otherwise. So I don't know exactly what decisions he's going to make, but Alex, you're obvious. Truth, logic, and common sense dictates conclusively that we need fewer gun laws. We need to eliminate 90% of the gun laws, because the gun control laws that Nancy Pelosi and the left have implemented are the cause, the root of encouraging evil to slaughter innocents in the gun-free zones, and the dumbing down of America that has destroyed a tactical level of situational awareness. So I'm like you. I pray that he's going to do the right thing, but I have faith in this great man. And remember, the alternative to Donald J. Trump would have already turned us into a suburb of Venezuela. So thank God we got this great man there. I believe he will do the right thing.
I believe he will as well. And you know, I've talked to a lot of folks in and around high up in the NRA. Have you ever heard any of them tell you that, you know, Trump basically comes out with something that sounds reasonable just so they'll ask for the farm and really show their hand? And that's what they've done several times. And he's just basically playing them like a fiddle.
He is the ultimate strategist. I have had blessed time with this great man, and I work closely with his son, Donald Trump Jr. And believe me, Alex, you would think that the sons of Donald Trump, brought up in a millionaire brainwash epicenter of Manhattan, would be leftist extremists. I'm telling you, these guys are so down to earth. They know ballistics. They know firearms history. They know the absolutism of the Second Amendment. They know the terminology and the nomenclature. These are gun guys. Don and Eric Trump, these are real gun guys. And they're, who's got the ear of the president more than his sons? I say nobody. The NRA is going through tough times right now, but the same with the National Rifle Association. We still have to be members. We have to support it. We're going to get past these
complicated times. Look, they've tried to send infiltrators in here. I know they've done horrible things to you. We won't even get into. They've told incredible lies about you, incredible lies about me, and obviously inside the NRA, all sorts of attempted sabotage. That's sure. What people got to support even more is when these good institutions that have defended our blessed freedoms are under attack. That's when we really got to support.
Absolutely. Gun Owners of America, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, certainly every state firearms rights organization. And I got to tell you, the listeners that are not members of the NRA, Nancy Pelosi thanks you. The listeners who are not members of their state firearms rights organizations, Cory Booker would like to thank you. It really is about we the people freedom activism. You have to be engaged. You have to be a member of the NRA, Gun Owners of America, your state rifle association. If you're not, the enemy thinks you're on their side, and you are. That's the curse. The enemy doesn't win. We lose when we're not engaged. That's the battle cry for America first and real nationalism, not white nationalism, not gray nationalism, not black nationalism, the United States of America first. Stop and think, Alex, who is angry at President Trump's battle cry of America first? I'll tell you who. The enemies of America, which includes the entire damn Democrat Party. Shame on them. They, the Democrats, are the enemies of freedom, the enemies of the Constitution, and the enemies of America. And if we don't vote Republican, if the independents and Democrats who want freedom and America is the last best place, if you not are a member of the NRA, Nancy Pelosi and all her fellow freaks, they think you're on their side. That's the curse of America.
And let's expand on that. Let's spend a few minutes. Trump coming up later, I'm going to have the clip when we air the press conference, made the point that Hollywood aren't the elites. Big Tech's not the elites. They're the ones that are crushing the elites, the real elite of media that's popular, the real elite of rock and roll. All the attempts they've done to block you and venues around the country, all the attempts to bankrupt the cycling company because the owner is a Trump supporter, all of their bullying, all of their attempts at race war. And Trump, in his speech today, brought up Hollywood and how they're trying to, every movie I tune into or show on Netflix, white people are the devil, KKK's everywhere, white supremacists are everywhere, crazy people are coming in Walmart and saying they want to get guns and start shooting white people, and it's white people that are saying it, because white and so-called Hollywood stars are getting on their knees in front of the flag, saying, I'll never stand for it again, and they're saying that white people are inherently bad, that they're sorry they're white people. I mean, these people have gone crazy. What the hell are they doing?
Alex, stop and think about it for a minute. Somebody write this down. Who coined the phrase, make America white again? Nancy Pelosi coined the phrase, and then she just dishonestly and hatefully attributed it to our president. Donald Trump has never uttered the words, make America white again.
That's right. They invoke the white supremacism. They put all this out there and then say that we're doing it. It's incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. They call me a racist, but it's Don Lemon and everybody at MSNBC and CNN who use the term white nationalists. I've never said that. You've never said that. Donald Trump has never said that. These people will literally rob the bank and then claim that you did it. The Democrats have lost their souls. If you have a D after your name, you believe in infanticide. If you support the Democrats, you want to destroy the security of America by demanding open borders. If you're a Democrat, you want to make America weak and stupid by giving them a guaranteed paycheck for no effort. That makes you weak and stupid.
And Chad, here's what's even crazier.
Nothing. You are a liability, and that is the battle cry of the Democrats. They think that mindless, soulless, stupid sheep will fall for that stuff. And Alex, I'm afraid to say they're correct. If you fall for that stuff,
you
are the enemy of America. You should move to Venezuela as quickly as you can because they've already got the policies you believe in. Shame on you.
Beautifully said. Thank you for coming on short notice in the aftermath of what's unfolding. I think they're trying to create some more crises. Big study came out admitting that the media hyping mass shootings is actually making these psychos go out and do it. They're just hoping for more so they can then blame the American people and all the innocent folks out there. TedNugent.com is the website. Be sure and visit it. Uncle Ted, thanks for spending time with us, and thanks for defending the Constitution and Bill of Rights and our right to self-defense for my children and the rest of the children's future in this country.
You got it, Alex. Freedom is not free. I'm just a guitar player, but I fight for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the American dream every damn day. I hope people will come to my Facebook because truth, logic, and common sense reign supreme. God bless America, man.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ted. All right, folks, we're going to break. I'm going to get to some of the press conference, and then we're going to have Joe Biggs in here with us. I got so excited watching this press conference. You know, the background check thing and all that, and the red flag was bad. It's not going to happen, okay? Unless they get another dozen or more of these mass shootings, which you know they're cooking up right now. These are all Democrat, you know, jurisdictions and areas where they know who these guys are. They just let them get ready. The police stand down. It's a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to be covering all of it. Please don't forget, we have a huge sale going right now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.